going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
No.
Oh, I really, you know what? This is actually how I'm setting you up for the everything that an American 30-year-old should know.
I don't, okay.
Actually, I'll bet you Maddie will be able to pull this out.
Play this part real quick. I can get it up here. Hear the kids screaming.
The kids are all, by the way, he scared the hell out of the kids. He didn't even hide the eggs. He was like, enough of these screaming, crying children.
I don't even see children.
Yeah, you don't see
hiding.
Them.
They're hiding from the hideous Easter Bunny. So I did want to ask the 30-year-old on the show, how do Rob Lowe and Chris Pratt know each other? And
I know.
You know what? It's kind of why I was thinking you might be the ringer in this things a 30-year-old in America should know game I've got coming up here.
Yeah.
So why?
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, they're co-stars. They're friends. So they're co-stars on Parks and Rec, which I know.
Duh. Sorry.
Yeah, duh to you. You're done yourself.
Yes, I was.
Adoy. All right, so it's time to play a game.
Oh, another one.
I'm going to play a game called Things a 30-Year-Old American Should Know. And this is basically, I don't know what came up last hour, but I'm
Gilmore
like,
Girls.
That's it, the Gilmore Girls.
And by the way, we got a million texts.
From 30-year-olds.
From people saying, that is my comfort show, or I have it on round the clock, just as background noise.
All right. Well, I'll start with a couple softballs here. Okay. These are I do have multiple choices, but I'm going to let you guys. And I think that our 30-year-old Bob should go last. Okay. So you guys will. And if I got to give you multiple choices, I will. What was the name of Kim Kardashian's short-lived husband in 2011?
He's dead.
No, so their marriage
He's
was.
Gone.
What was the name of the husband in their short-lived marriage? How does that sound? Is that better?
Chris.
Chris what? I need the full name.
Humphreys.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Humphreys.
Yep. Everybody gets
Correct.
It. Good job, everybody. Everyone gets it. How about which song opens with the line, this hit that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer that white gold? Don't say anything.
I know the artist.
We've played it a million times here.
Do I have to go first every time?
No.
Well, wait,
no, I'll go first.
You guys are going to go before.
Okay, go.
I'll go first this time. It's Bruno Mars. Can't pull the name of the song.
Can you pull the name of the song?
24 Karat.
No.
It's Bruno Mars. I was going to say 24 Karat as well.
It's Uptown Funk You Up.
Oh,
Uptown
okay.
Funk You Up.
All right.
Yeah. It's and it's Mark Ronson with Bruno Mars. Nobody gets a point on that. I mean, maybe I could give you like a half a point for the Bruno Mars. Okay. Now, this one is going to be multiple choice. And there's a bonus point available. I'll tell you how.
Oh,
which of these people was not a Vine star? David Dobrik, Liza Koshy, Jenna Marbles, or Logan Paul? Which of these was not a Vine star and a bonus point available if you know what platform they did blow up on? Which of these people was not a Vine star?
Logan Paul, YouTube.
I'm going to say Jenna Marbles on YouTube.
Jenna Marbles on YouTube.
Jenna Marbles on YouTube is the correct answer. Who knew Logan Paul was a Vine star? That's 2 points for each of you.
Thank you, by the way.
For what?
I got 2 points too?
No, you didn't get any
you
points.
You said each of us.
But those two who got it right. Sorry.
You're not a great host.
I'm a terrible host, actually. You know, I always have like the best, the best of intentions are all my games. And then I'm like, wow, that's kind of a disaster, isn't it? Just like all the other ones. Wow. I am no Wink Martindale. That's for sure.
She says with her feet kicked up on the countertop.
The care factor, you know. Listen, I feel like the more relaxed I am, the better the show goes, right? Come on. All right, here we go. I'll skip that one. I'm skipping it. Oh, you want it? Stupid.
Never mind.
Okay, just gonna skip it. Which of the following is not a real Taylor Swift album? Midnights, Evermore, Red, or Twilight? Midnights, Evermore, Red, or Twilight? Which of those is
don't
not?
Don't point to me.
No,
no, you.
You're up.
No, I'm not.
No, she's
obviously
got, she's
I
last.
Know.
Yeah.
Why she's is a, she last?
She's, because she's
that's
always
the
last.
Game,
she's the game.
Baby.
It's the things a 30-year-old should know. If she says it, you'll know the answer. I'm assuming that she's going to win this game. Because I wrote it for her.
What were they again?
Okay, so here we go. These are, which of the following is not a real Taylor Swift album? Midnights, Evermore, Red, or Twilight?
Twilight.
I'm going to say Twilight as well.
Twilight is
Twilight
correct.
Twilight is all correct. Right. Oh, there you go. See, she knew it. Which of these was the name of a real MySpace feature? Now, to me, I feel like this is gettable by 50-year-olds.
Yeah, MySpace, yeah.
MySpace, if you jumped on early enough, right? Which of these was the name of a real MySpace feature? Top 8, Friend Flames, Social Circles, or Mood Ring?
I'm going to say Social Circles.
Social Circles. Vinny, what do you think?
Mood Ring.
The correct answer is Top 8.
That is correct. That is the correct answer. And let's see. Maybe I'll do... let's see how you do with Disney Channel original movies. Which of these was a Disney Channel original movie? Twitchmas, Double Teamed, Moon Sisters, or LOL Camp? Which of those four was an actual movie on the Disney Channel? Twitchmas, Double Teamed, Moon Sisters, or LOL Camp?
I'm going to say LOL Camp.
Yeah, for the record, you've done your job. Like, I don't know anything of what you're asking us at all.
I'm just dying
none.
To see if our 30-year-old
so
will get this right.
Just ask her.
She knows.
The correct answer is Double Teamed.
Double Teamed is... I was like, why would Disney name a movie Double Teamed?
You know what the funniest part about that film is?
Please tell me. I've never heard of it before this
week.
It's about twins, so okay. It's perfect for today's
show. Basketball twins, by the way.
Twins who play basketball. They cast two completely different girls. They don't look anything alike.
Oh.
And they had to put, like, inserts in one of their shoes so that they would be the same height. I guess they were supposed to be fraternal twins. Mm.
That is interesting.
It's a little silly. All DCOMs, right. Shout out to DCOMs, though. Major passion point for me.
DCOMs?
Yeah, Disney Channel original movies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
DCOMs.
I might have to do like a DCOMs thing. But she'll have to judge. She'll have to tell us if it's right or wrong. Because who will know?
Yeah, I don't know any of this stuff.
Okay, is High School Musical also a DCOM?
Yes,
I'm not doing that one then. Forget it. In fact, we're done here. I really feel like your job is done. You have won. 30-year-old who knew all the 30-year-old stuff. We'll do a 56-year-old one later and we'll see if you can beat Vinny at his own game. Oh, my Bob. That's right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right. I heard the game show music.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. So we're going to play the 56-year-old should win this. This should be your round.
Can you? All right.
What?
I don't know.
Are you,
do you
embarrassed
have to keep
saying
about it?
Okay.
It's a young man.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to sit this one out. I want these two to go against each other. All right, Maddie? So, no, you don't have to turn your mic off, but I want you to not. I want it to be. It's going to be. Bob is going to answer first.
Okay.
The way you had to answer first.
Did I win the last time we played this?
No, Bob won, which was expected. It was a game for, you know, things a 30-year-old.
I didn't know any of the stuff that was said at all.
You did get 2 points. So you did know some stuff.
I knew the Taylor album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bruno Mars song?
No,
nobody
I didn't
a point
get that.
For that yeah.
No, I had 24 karat.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First question. Who sang the 1984 hit Careless Whisper?
Can I hear a few
no,
bars?
No, you cannot.
Are you kidding me?
I don't
here
know.
Here it is. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Yeah, you can kill that off.
1994, you said?
What?
What year was it?
1984. Who sang the 1984 hit Careless Whisper?
I don't even want to guess. It's too embarrassing.
Okay, no points for you.
George Michael is the singer on Careless Whisper, and I remember getting so loose on a dance floor with this girl I was dancing with, like so embarrassingly loose. Like, who does that on a dance? 15-year-old boys do that on a dance floor. Sheesh.
Pig. Well, they're just hopeful. Just throwing it all out there.
God.
All right, question number 2.
Yes.
What company used the slogan, reach out and touch someone? Now, I will give you multiple choice on this if you... unless, it looks like you know. Looks like you might know.
No, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to give you multiple choice.
I recognize it, so yes, give us multiple choice.
All right, was it which company used the slogan, reach out and touch someone? Was it Kodak, AT&T, Hallmark, or Sears?
Oh.
Of course I know all the answers.
Of course you do. I know, of course, yeah.
That's Hallmark?
Hallmark.
AT&T.
It's AT&T. Ah! Ding, dang, that's 2 points for Vinny. Round 3. Who shot JR on Dallas? Was it Sue Ellen, Bobby, Kristen, or the maid? Who shot JR on Dallas?
This one's, this
I would not,
over,
I also would not get this one.
This
I did
took
not
over
care,
the world.
But I did not care who shot JR. Are you going to know the answer to this?
I don't. I'm going
to. This is a chance for you to grab one if you guess. Guess. Right.
Yeah, you okay. got to guess and get it right.
Who shot JR on Dallas? Sue Ellen, Bobby, Kristen, or the maid?
Sue Ellen.
I'm going to go Bobby.
It was Kristen. Chris, did you know that?
I did. Mm. It's, of
was
course.
Kristen the little blonde sister?
I don't know.
She was one of the
told sisters. You I didn't know who did it.
Kristen. Dallas. Okay, go ahead. Next one.
Which of these toys was not popular in the 1980s? Cabbage Patch Kids, Rubik's Cube, Beanie Babies, or Simon? Which of these toys was not popular in the 1980s? Bob, who's 30. Cabbage Patch Kids, Rubik's Cube, Beanie Babies, or Simon?
I think Beanie Babies came later.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
This is Kristen. She's not the blonde I was thinking of.
She's unrecognizable
yeah,
to me.
Totally. Yeah. That was like the thing, though, that took over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At a time when there was nothing else going on.
Was the season's finale cliffhanger. So all summer long until that fall, everyone was like, oh, my God, do you know who's on JR?
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
The question was, which of these toys was not popular in the 1980s? Cabbage Patch Kids, Rubik's Cube, Beanie Babies, or Simon? And Bob guessed Beanie Babies.
It is Beanie Babies.
It is Beanie Babies. You're on the, you're there. How about this one? And I'm not giving you an answer on this. You have to come up with it or not, all right? This is the last one. What was the name of, this is a game, by the way, called Things Every 56-Year-Old in America Should Know the Answer To. What was the name? That's just a random age that I picked out. It has nothing to do with anything with the young people on this show. What was the name of the space shuttle that tragically exploded in 1986? What was the name of the space shuttle that tragically exploded in 1986? You get no multiple choice on this.
Oh,
Bob.
My mom's listening.
Bob!
She's going to be so mad because she talks about this all the time.
How old is your mom?
Yeah, because my mom is in her 60s.
Oh.
And she always talks about how, like, my brother was in elementary school at the time, and wasn't that the one where, like, there was a teacher on board? Mm. And so every school in America was watching when it exploded.
Everyone was watching it. It was one of the early ones.
Was it Apollo 13?
It might have been.
You got it.
What do you think?
Challenger.
It's Challenger.
Dang it.
Challenger's Challenger by a score of 4-1. You won the game that you absolutely had to win.
Well, now that I'm the winner. Oh, hold on. The winner would like to request the song penned by Sarah, known as Challenger.
Challenger, whoa. I said, I wrote it on my Casio keyboard.
But keep going.
No, that's basically the whole thing.
No, that's
I just
not bad.
Lamented I mean, and whined about it.
Oh, I haven't heard you say that in a long time.
Yeah,
I know,
on.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Go on.
I don't know. I just did. That's literally
I mean,
all the words.
Remember, it meant so much to you.
It did.
It
I
did,
was crying
I
as I right. just like wrote the saddest.
Tears on your Casio.
In the key of D minor. It's the saddest of all the keys.
Is that right?
Yes.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.